logged in, so to speak, not logged in, introduced us.
Oh, we're starting now.
Yeah, sorry. So it's going to be Samurai Episode 2.
Then we'll get Gaga 1 and 2.
And maybe chat about the latest Toku news. And that BotCon news. Have you guys heard about BotCon?
I never go to it because it's always like in Florida.
It's this year's theme, TF Animated. Stunticons.
I want to go.
They look like shit.
I don't care. I want to go.
I could care less.
Please stop messing with stuff, mate.
I'm going to save money for PMC3 just because it's like only 4 hours away. I really have no excuse this time.
Yeah.
Last time it was like first week of work. I can't go.
Yeah. Oh, I bought a Mega Drive today, by the way.
Oh, God. Why?
A what drive?
Mega Drive.
Sega Mega Drive, a.k.a. Oh. Sega Genesis in the U.S.
Oh. But why?
Because the games are really cheap, and there's some markets still sending the games really cheap.
It's the one advantage of being in Leicester. The market here is better than back home.
All right, let's get to recording, guys. Are you ready?
More than Mega Drive stuff.
Hang on.
Seamus.
Seamus? Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
One, two, three. Hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Sands.
He seriously is. It's crazy.
I'm currently crashing around Matty's pad because he's at uni, so this is probably like the only time I'll be on Skype because I'm just. But one, just to quickly explain to our listeners while I introduce our fine fellows. For those of you wondering, what? I'm just sick of the Skype scheduling. I'm kind of sick of having to fight for the home internet computer with my little brothers. Oh. I'm kind of fed up of being told by my parents, like, an hour and a half into recording, getting all up, we're going to bed, you're making too much noise, blah, blah, blah. This is sort of loads of reasons. I'm trying to get into other stuff. I'm trying to improve my acting, trying to get some more paid acting work. It's just, you know, I'm not even that. Back when we were doing those eps, the only time I really had fun was when we did fanfiction eps. So I apologise to all our gorgeous, gorgeous, handsome bastard listeners.
All three of them.
Quark.
Quark. Hi, Quark! By the way, he needs to be on the show, I'm just saying. Oh, God. What was that?
The mere mentioning of his name.
God,
the idea of Quark being on the show is killing Lee.
No.
We
Quark.
May be...
Quark.
Shit, he's still alive.
Make that sound like a bad
Daddy, thing. I told you to put the stuff in later.
The episode is done.
Come on, guess you can.
Oh, fuck
you.
I love editing stuff out of a podcast.
I'm leaving that in. I can't be arsed. Anywho, Jerry said, when do I edit shit out? Anywho.
Let me edit sometime. It'll be like 2 minutes long, a 3 hour long podcast.
Anywho, tonight I'm going by because he's letting me sleep at his place.
Mighty, a.k.a. the Random Crap Ranger.
And we're also joined by, you guys start chatting while going get a drink.
Hello, everyone. You're joined by me, Nick Cochran, also known as TZM Hero, or in certain circles now, Tism Shism. And I'm joined by...
Hi, I'm Cochran Nick, otherwise known as Cochran Nick. I'm actually the Mirror Universe version of Nick Cochran. I have a beard, like a really intense beard. Not like Nick's puny beard. I have like a really, really like thick beard right now. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's braided.
Oh.
It's so hot, you have no idea. It's just everywhere. It's just spiraling off my face.
We believe his little brother is currently lost in the jungle, that is his beard.
I have a little brother.
I do. His name's Logan Cochran. So your little brother
Logan
would be Cochran Logan. Yeah.
Cochran Logan.
And he's currently lost in your beard.
Yeah.
Logan Cochran sounds like the name of like a Star Trek character in a Star Trek novel. Like no one you'd ever actually see on like the series. Just someone who they make up in the novels just for shits and giggles.
I'm gonna name my kid Zephyrin.
Zephyrin Cochran. Dude, I'd so do that. I would make that kid's life awful.
like, yeah, you don't know who it is. It's funny because I go onto this website and someone posted a picture of Jared and they were like, he looks like Peter Griffin. I'm like, yeah, I've gotten that my whole life.
I am back.
Cochran Nick.
Dr. Cockburn, how's the Phoenix coming along?
That'll do, pig. Anyways.
I love how you did the drunk noise. Just like Zeppelin Cochran.
How's your daughter, Gwen?
Ah, it's a hell to the Phoenix. Anyways, well, no, they haven't even constructed the missile yet by this point.
They haven't even had World War III, dude.
Yeah, World War III hasn't even happened.
Hey, watch out for those artificial AI robots. The same, watch out.
The Bork? Oh, God.
The guy was in AI as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
He hasn't looked barely anything.
He was in that, and then he was in Babe.
Yeah, and he was also Captain Stacy in Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
Less said about that film, the better, I think.
There was a Spider-Man 3? I thought it ended with Spider-Man 2.
We wish. Anywho.
I don't remember anything past it.
Yeah. I love bits and about Spider-Man 3, though, Matty. Anywho, so just quickly, we were trying to get Tom Myron back on, folks, but he's got stuff he's got to do. He said he might be on later, so maybe if Nick and Seamus have to go, me and Matty can chat to him a bit about something, maybe Reboot or Gargoyles. That might be. Did you actually do the copy of Gargoyles for yourself?
Yes, I did.
Good. Anywho,
we still gotta watch Vampires.
Yes, Matty! Die
in the deepest pits of hell you can find!
You asked for those DVDs!
I want to review that shit so bad.
Pissed was I!
Okay, Seamus, we just gotta decide that we're gonna do it next time, okay? Next week we'll watch, like, the first disc and see what it is. Maybe somehow get Tom to do it, because he hates My Two Bobs, he'll hate this more.
Well, I couldn't find any more DVDs, so Tom might have to try and hunt it down on his own. But thing is, Matty originally asked me to give him my DVDs, because not only did his roommate Joey want to review one with you guys, but Jamie, another friend of Matty's, really wants to review them as well.
Everyone wants to fucking review those.
My friend Jamie's had some practice, helped me in MST-ing a couple of films.
Yeah, Matty.
Oh, cool.
Matty. Breathe through Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Yeah, but that's too easy.
And then,
you gotta go with stuff that's actually good and make fun of it. You gotta watch, like, Inception and make fun of it.
And then, before that, though, I submitted. I submitted and bowed out of watching The Ultimate Blasphemy, Titanic 2.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's an asylum film. That's what you need to say.
Okay.
We really do need to watch Ace Lightning one day, because I have a lot to say about that show.
Oh, I remember that show.
Well, do you want to do Ace Lightning?
No.
Well, because I'm one of, like, the 10 people in that fandom, and I have a lot to say.
Do you want to do anything?
Probably, I just don't know what.
Do Ace Lightning, then.
Yeah.
I probably won't be able to get any peace till my parents go on holiday again. Anywho, sorry, listeners. As I was saying, we're also trying to get Chris on, but he's not well.
Maddie and Lee, call Gemma in. She wants in on this.
Oh, fuck.
Gemma online?
Awesome, she's on.
We can't see her.
I don't see her.
Oh.
Why don't I see her? Gemma, why are you using your magic Gemma power?
She messaged you, Seamus.
Yeah.
She sent me a text.
Hang on. Did she
text
you on
each
Facebook?
Other now? She's real nice.
Seamus, was it your Facebook post or?
No, this was on Skype. She's on Skype right now, dudes.
One second.
Yeah. Don't tell me this is like
online.
When I get on and wouldn't see you guys, and you guys would be like, Nick, why aren't you freaking on? And I'm like, I'm on.
Hang on.
I don't miss you.
Hang on.
Hanging. Just hang in there. We've got to have that picture of that cat hanging.
Just kidding. I do love that people are still listening to this right now.
Tell us he needs to accept our concat.
Okay. While Maddie and Lee are talking, Seamus and I are going to talk about something very special, something very important. We have... No, Well, that is special and important, so we're not supposed to talk about that.
You have a love that they're not mentioning.
We still need to record that damn squirrel ranger.
We really do.
We'll do that after
and
this time.
I've actually, in front of everyone here right now, I'm actually going to ask Seamus for a favor. Since it was so short, I want you to write chapter 2.
You want me to write chapter 2?
Yeah, and just come up with whatever you want.
There we go.
I was about to suggest for episode 50.
Gemma!
Hey!
Do you mind adding a... Do you mind adding the contact request?
I already did.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, that's so weird. Now I can see you guys, but from my main Skype menu, I can only see... Okay, now I see you guys on. But when I first logged on, I could only see Seamus.
Yeah, mine's a bit like...
Well, you texted me, so I feel special.
Yeah, I did text you.
Okay, we better restart the introduction then.
Yeah, we just started, so it's perfect when you got on.
You haven't missed anybody. You may as well just start the episode here, man.
Well, good thing I've recorded everything else for that. Anywho, let me start.
Sure.
Hello, folks.
Just release that. Just release that.
Seamus!
I love you.
Seamus, we're the hosts now. Let's just keep talking.
I'm the bloody host!
Okay. Do it, Lee. Do it. Host us, boy. Host us. All night long.
Silence!
That's what she said.
Yeah, when Chris hosted, you guys were all like, we're not worthy.
No, we were all over him.
We
need to listen to various
things of
Chris
host.
While it just degenerated into pure and
I'll just start the band, so.
Much to my amusement. Anyway, you were saying.
Hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Santa, aka Rado Odd Ranger. Yes, I'm back temporarily. I'll have to re-edit the intro now. But anywho, today I'm joined by...
Matty, aka Random Crap Ranger. Yeah, once again, it's back to me and Lee in the same room, but this time we have the internet. And with us tonight are...
Nick, the Tezium Hero Ranger. No, I'm kidding. There's no ranger at the end. And I'm
Man, Gemma, you go before me.
I do?
Yeah, sure, why not?
It's alphabetical.
Okay, and Gemma, yay.
And Gemma, yay.
A yay, yay, ranger?
Well, I guess I don't really have a... I don't go on the forum, so I don't really...
So who, Gemma, ranger?
Well, I used to go on forums, but I don't anymore.
Yeah. Back in the day when we were young. Okay, let's
people just kind of know me as Gemma, that true life girl.
Well,
I never
idiot.
Watched that, to be honest, so.
Really? Don't.
Okay.
I was about to, and then I listened to that episode of Ranger Cast where you guys reviewed it, and I was like, second thoughts, no.
I'm here, Seamus. Otherwise known as Ryder Jetfire, otherwise known as Nick Cochran's Mirror Universe counterpart, Cochran Nick.
My name's Kelly Seamus.
Oh, you person. You crazy.
I'm so crazy. Okay, yeah.
And I am Megatron, leader of the heroic Decepticons.
Since when were the Decepticons heroic? Anyway.
Shattered glass, man.
Shattered glass. What the hell's wrong with my throat?
I don't know. Right, there's many things wrong with you. Would you like a list?
I don't know.
Lee, are you dying?
Are you okay? Give me 2 seconds.
This is what happens with Lee Podcast. He's slowly dying. This is a lot like Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Every single time Lee Podcast, the Cobra moves up his body.
Yes.
I was going to make a Dragon Ranger reference, but same thing, basically.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's so... Hang on.
I just had this image of Neil Kaplan telling Lee that he's going to die.
Right, this feels like distracting.
And it's not even diabolical, it's just Neil Kaplan.
Lee,
The more times you podcast, the cobra will move up your neck, and then you will die.
Then we will be forced to give it to Chris Finero, who will last half an episode.
This is not turning out to be a great day.
Does it ever?
Yeah, good point. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, going to be okay, Lee? Do you want to keep going, or do you want to go?
I'll be fine.
I mean, you can carry the episode.
Like,
if you
I start coughing again, I'll just pop out. But in case I can't salvage the original intro, I just want to quickly explain to listeners, I'm taking a break, so I'm sick of the sexual in, I'm sick of Skype, that's why I'm taking a break from podcasts, I'm still doing the fanfiction podcast, and I'm still editing.
He does a great job editing, by the way, everyone. We'll, like, record for, like, 5 hours, and he'd be like, well, this is 1 hour, and this is an hour, and this is 4 episodes.
Yeah, Lee would join, like I said, Bravo. More, but... So both of us are in the UK, and
the same time zone,
but with you guys, you're about 5, 6, 7 hours behind, depending what part of the states you're in.
Yeah.
So that's just pure chaos on our end. I mean, I joined these guys for the first recording, you were out.
Yeah.
I was up at like 2 till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I had a lab the next morning, so...
Yeah, well, I'm not here that, folks. You know, it's the reasons as well, I can't think of now. I was just getting sick of reviewing stuff we had.
Very good reasons.
We are, yes, thank you, Nick. Though, I think the listeners need to know this, though. Matty, will you be reviewing Vampires with the guys? All right, how many decks are you going to have to bribe you with?
How high can you count?
I'll discuss it later.
Matty, if you can't do it, we can totally handle it, man.
I'll join you guys. I've been at this podcast for too long. I might as well mentally torture myself with something. It'll distract me from exams.
Ido and Masked Rider, you can survive this.
It's just, I've watched, like, the first episode of Vampires as well, guys, and it's, like, so freaking bad.
Put it this way. It is almost... You almost... Almost want to watch Savannah's Masked Rider to ease the pain. It's that bad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I like how even Gemma doesn't like Savannah's Masked Rider.
You know what is depressing though? I would probably
keep cutting Gemma off.
I would probably make more of an effort to try and sort out something with my family at home, because that's under the reason I'm having trouble getting online is I say the house my family, sometimes I'm too loud, sometimes I wake some of the brothers up. But one of the things is, though, if someone actually released more episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters online, I would make more of an effort.
I would come back. I would be so hard on those episodes. I would be like, yes!
Seamus, man, dude, the difference between the first episode you watched and now is hilarious, man. Because you were like, do we really need to talk about this? Can we please just talk about 1970s Masked Rider again?
There's two episodes I really badly want to watch. The one where the chick dates the rapist guy.
What?
Oh, you remember the episode when they switch bodies?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just lunges at her. Yeah, so, thanks.
Whoa, so we have an episode to discuss, right?
Or, we're going to talk about Gokiger and Samurai 1 and 2, I guess.
I also want to discuss the one where the guy from CPU and Samurai Squad guest stars.
Tanker!
Yes, I want to see. I would laugh if it turns out that was actually fate, like, Internet Movie Database comment. That would be, like, the greatest Toku bluff ever.
Well, I like the one where it was the one little guy that takes over and the bad guy just kind of goes for a while and keeps sending monster after monster and it screws them up.
Yes. Why can't we get an episode of Samurai like that? Imagine how much Sentai footage they could burn through by doing that in
one episode.
Don't
you understand though? Ugh. Richards doesn't like, using other footage if you can't.
Well, that's the thing with Samurai, and I guess we're going to talk about Samurai first, is that,
My
God, like, I'm surprised they don't use more footage than they actually do. I mean...
You could. They've got all the footage there. Why the hell can't they just hack that?
You know why? Because they used to be like, oh, well, we have to do something original because we don't know what's going to happen. Now they know exactly what's going to happen, so they can just do exactly what they did.
It's coming. You are the last priestess of Avalon. Your destiny is to protect the people on this earth.
The balance between good and evil has been shifted.
I love the nighttime. Don't you? No one pays attention to small things, like screams.
And there is only one person who stands in their way. Original Pendant superhero series, Genesis Avalon. Follow Jaina Masterson's journey as she goes from ordinary girl to the last priestess of Avalon. Will Jaina be strong enough to keep the balance between good and evil? You'll have to find out. Genesis Avalon, a Pendant original. Coming September 28th, 2009. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Not this time, Avalon!
Anywho, so episode two, folks! Episode two, the sipping episodes, I like to call it, with Kevin and Maya.
God,
is it? Yeah. Was that the exact same plot as Sinkenza?
Yes, mostly.
Mostly. What parts weren't the same, Gemma? I haven't seen Sinkenza.
Ginger had no bulk.
That's about it.
Yeah, Bulk and Spike weren't there.
Damn it!
Oh, that and Red keeps smiling. It's very out of character for him.
Yeah. She had no... Had no Zac Efron look like playing Red Ranger. There's the difference. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Why are Red's lips so pink? I really can't get over that.
Lip glosses?
Oh, God.
Bad image. Shit on either.
You gotta keep screaming.
Sorry. My mind is screwed.
Yeah, Maddie, if you cannot scream, I would be able to sleep at night.
I'm not that loud.
Dude,
I don't want to imply that I'm kept up by your screaming, because that would sound bad, but
reach you from all the way across the Atlantic.
Oh, stop being so sarky.
What do I think sarky is?
Yeah, dude,
Samurai, next show,
the phone.
We talk
and
about it.
Louder than me.
Sorry.
And now we're turning to Chris and Derek. Great. Sorry, yeah.
So.
Thoughts, people, please, yes.
So yeah, let's let Gemma talk.
Episode 2.
We keep cutting her off.
About what?
Gemma, you just talk. Just go. We've got to make it up for you.
Episode 2, Gemma. Tell us your thoughts.
On episode 2 of Samurai?
See? So easy to do that. It's like when they have football in America, or in Spanish when they have football, it's like football Americano, and then everything else is just football. So it's like Shinkenger, American version.
I gotcha.
Did you guys see episode 3 yet?
Okay.
I have, and it makes me mad. I want to watch it.
Okay. I apologize in advance if anyone heard that. Little female voice, that was just my laptop saying my antivirus updated.
Oh, I was hoping you had a girlfriend. It's like, that's not true.
Well, the way he said someone were talking wouldn't surprise me eventually. Oh, you two would make a great couple.
What?
There's some love going on here? What?
One moment.
Wait.
You will hear silence from this end for one
moment. No, you're gonna hurt me!
I will not hurt you. Hand on heart, I will not hurt you.
Wow, I love how this is already
one
got
sec.
I was 8 years old when the man came and destroyed my life. Destroyed my life.
She was only a child when I saved her life.
I had no option but to go with him in his little blue box.
I had no option but to let her come with me on the TARDIS.
Do I trust him? Do I trust him? Should I trust him? Should I trust him?
Does she trust me?
Does she trust me?
Should she trust me?
Should she trust me?
Come with me. I'll show you everything. The whole universe. It's all magical.
Where are we then? Doctor, what is it?
Oh, Alicia. We shouldn't have come here.
If they aren't gargoyles...
Every single person here is in grave danger.
Doctor Who. Fan audio series.
So they disappeared.
I like that I have arbitrarily decided that Mike the Green Ranger is gay. He is. And and I am shipping Jaden and his folding zord very hard.
He does like climbing up and down his arm a lot.
I don't know. Gemma, give your thoughts on the episodes while they're gone.
I'm back.
Oh, fuck.
now Gemma's not going to be able to talk. Yes.
No worries, no worries. I don't need to talk a whole lot. I don't have
Say what you feel.
We already, I don't know if I missed this or not, but did we even give our thoughts on just the series in general yet? Like in a previous show?
You know what? No, in fact, this is the first time we're doing an episode of Samurai because last time my recording wasn't working. Remember when I was like, you're asking when you'd be able to be on, and I never got back to you? My recording broke. So Seamus and I ended up being guest hosts on Ranger Bar, another podcast that Tom's on. And we ended up talking about episode one. So this is – and then that was kind of like a crossover thing. So we just had a link of that on the original site. So that's instead of us talking about one. So this is supposed to be like episode two.
Well, in that case, should we quickly give our thoughts on
just the series in general?
Yeah, well, on episode one, then I think it might be a bit too soon, but.
Well, I mean, like what we think.
Well, we can tell. I mean, it's just Shingender translated.
Yeah, good point. All right, so we just quickly give our thoughts on episode one, so that you know it's recorded, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll go first because I haven't had a chance to say it. I will admit. Well, hang on, we got freaking James bothering us.
Oh, Mr.
Carry on.
Alright. I'm getting really sick of him being sarky like that, though. Every time I say I'm about to podcast, he goes to podcasting?
Big question. Well, you haven't for a while.
What's recording with you then when we do fanfics? Anywho, sorry. So, I agree what you guys said. It felt like a fifth or fourth episode. You know, it didn't feel like a premiere to me. I mean,
I don't think it was ever meant to be. It was just like, I think that was the first episode where they used the Zord. So they're just kind of like, okay, well, we've got to put this out there so kids will see these toys, so kids will buy them.
Well, if they adapted the first and second episode sync enter, didn't they get the Megazord in the second episode?
I don't remember.
They did combine.
Oh, that's right.
Well, not only that.
Yeah, that's right. They were, like, towering on each other, and they're like, that's not how you combine, idiots.
Yeah, but Wild Force and Lost Galaxy didn't actually have the Megazord till after Episode 2. So it's not a new thing not having it. I seem to call Lost Galaxy didn't get theirs till, like, Episode 4 or 5.
Yeah, they just had the Galactic Beasts.
Yeah, they just jumped on top of the Galactic Beasts and saw Energy Blast Settle.
Which is kind of strange.
And Wild Force, it wasn't till, like, was it third or fourth episode?
Third episode. Second or third?
It was the second. The first episode ended with Cole freeing the animals from the vet.
And they were all on the...
Well, the reason why I said that was mostly because they're really trying to get PR to come back is a big deal. Yeah. They want these kids to watch this. They want the most explosive thing they could. Apparently, what I'm figuring is 1 and 2 were kind of like, okay, well, introductions, and it wasn't as big as a pull, I guess you could say. It wasn't much of a draw that, say, episode 3 or 4 would be, where it's like, okay, Mike, He seems like he's charismatic. This is something we could go with.
See, I wonder if it's also due to the fact the fan reaction to that, not only that trailer, but that, like, what was it, 2-3 minute clip with the morphing and the monster talking. Was it like, because the fan reaction to that was so negative, do you think they kind of got cold feet and that's why Saban told them to not air it? Because they're worried about, you know. I mean, yeah, I thought it would make sense. You know, you're bringing Power Rangers onto a new channel, so in a premiere that's longer than, say, a two-part premiere would seem more logical, but if it's that bad, I wonder if that's the reason, if I'm making any sense.
Kids liked the first episode they showed, though, which is funny.
Yeah, the ratings were crazy.
I have a friend who has a brother who's like 13 or maybe 12, I don't remember, and
that would be me, Seamus.
He was going ape shit. It's not you, it's another friend.
Okay, my brother was doing the same. He was like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever.
He was going just ape shit over that premiere. He was like, oh my god, Zords, oh my god, Power Rangers, oh my god.
You know, it's good, because, I mean, it's on Nickelodeon. It's going to get a wide audience. Kids are going to watch it. It's because it's the most watched kids' channel. And
yeah, but at the same time, the first episode is getting good reviews. Considering, well, I think most will say we're old-school fans. We were fans of the original stuff. So it didn't feel like an introduction.
No, I mean,
it just felt like they skipped that with gave it like a minute thing.
I don't think it ever was meant to be.
It's clearly a third or fourth episode. That's what I mean. It had that third or fourth episode feel. That's what got me a bit confused. Yeah.
Some people are saying Nickelodeon will probably take the first two episodes and make it into a quote-unquote movie and then air it as a special.
Yeah, because the
Nick loved that. Nickelodeon loved doing that. Look at the
Power Rangers Samurai origin.
I'm waiting for the Timmy Turner, Jimmy Neutron Power Hour number 4, and like 5 minutes before the end, when they're about to beat the main villain, animated versions of the Samurai Rangers appear. Just like in the team ups in Japan. That would make me laugh. Like, Timmy just whispers, I wish some superheroes would save us, and then he disappeared doing that. With the little markers.
Well, and it's like, you look at, with how you're talking about the team-ups and stuff, looks like apparently in the whole Let's Go Kamen Rider movie, they're going to have Kikada in it.
Yeah, Kikada, Zubat, and someone else. I love how
they just had Skull Man randomly.
I love how one actually posted on the page, they said, oh, wait, bringing back 3 older characters from shows you haven't used in years? Where have I seen that before? Oh, Ultraman Zero, you bombed.
Poor movie. So, yeah, beyond that, Mike Graves, specifically from what we've seen so far for Samurai, is, you know, I tend to grade things a lot higher than most people, so I'm going to say about a 3.5 out of 5. You know, it was kind of run-of-the-mill. I enjoyed it. You know, it's like, okay, PR's back, cool. It felt like an average episode. It wasn't amazing, but it got the job done. And
we've had worse episodes. Yeah, we've had worse standalone episodes. That's debatable. I don't know which is worse, the Overdrive Clipso or the Jungle Fury Clipso. They're both bad Clipsos. Choose
from those two series, then.
How about those two series in general?
Yes.
RPM had a pretty good clip show.
Yeah, RPM was alright.
What?
It was good, yeah. RPM was alright. I meant the clip show was alright. Poor RPM. Poor RPM.
I really do think they should re-air it on Nickelodeon and just be like, hey, this is another series we have, guys. But I doubt they'll do that.
I would laugh if they did that and it actually got better ratings than Samurai. Because then
It wouldn't. It's like, you listen to, I think it was No Peaks Bandit. JDF down there was basically saying, hey, I'm meaning Jer, not actually JDF. He was basically saying, you know what? RPM wasn't where Samurai, you know, kids can get into it. It's pretty easy to get into. RPM wasn't as much. It kind of felt like the season made for the fans.
RPM is like gargoyles to the kid that's in the back of the room at class eating pace. You know, yeah. The little Ralph Wiggum, he's going to enjoy, say, Jungle Fury or Overdrive, but the Lisa Simpsons in the rooms are going to want to watch, you know, probably RPM.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into RPM as much as I'm getting in, like I think Samurai is, even, like, me personally, is I enjoy watching it more than RPM. I do. But at the same factor, I enjoy many, many, many more series more than Samurai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though Samurai is not bad. It's not bad, but it's not, like, too good either. It's just kind
of... Yeah. Like we've all said earlier, we've had worse seasons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and by no means, RPM was not perfect. I just appreciated it for what it was trying to be more than the actual product.
Yeah, it wasn't a god-awful pile of crap like other series that I don't want to name at this moment in time.
RPM is basically the My Immortal fanfic with all the vampires and goth shit taken out and actually written by someone competent.
Which one?
Okay.
Which series did you compare to My Immortal?
RPM. Because... when Eddie was on it, it was a figure Mary Sue so, or true. Gary Sue, depending on how you want to quote Dylan.
Mary Sue.
Yes. Yeah. I would have laughed if they actually did call Dylan Gary and that instead. That would be so funny. Or they found out his real name was actually Gary.
His real name was Logan, and all of a sudden Claws just popped out. And then, you know... And then Scott, well...
Suits Zoe Beans.
Well, he already has the name.
Oh, well,
and sorry. With the helmets, technically, with the visor thing, he could be Cyclops.
Yeah.
That's what Nick just said.
I'm half listening, half doing random little things.
I kept wanting... what was her name? The Yellow Ranger.
Summer.
Summer, I kept wanting her to be a robot, just because, like, the first few episodes kept having her as so perfect. You know what I mean?
I wanted...
Like, she was super Mary Sue.
I wanted Dr. K to turn out to be a robot, and they didn't find out until, like, the last episode, and she also had cameras in her eyes, so Ventix was looking through her. Like, Ventix was trying to kickstart... And it turns out Ventix's ultimate plan is to try and... force humanity to, like, evolve through conflict.
RPM would not have been as well received if it had come off of something like Dino Thunder. People only like RPM to the mass degree they do because it came after 4 years of Kalish PR.
3 years,
yeah, I definitely
PR.
Agree.
3 years, yeah, Amos. I don't count SPD's Kalish.
Well, so a lot of people don't like that.
A lot of people don't like SPD.
I'm just going in a very broad sense. Very broad sense.
Yeah, I mean, I liked SPD, but I can see a lot of reasons why people dislike it.
And the thing is also with RPM is that, you know, I'll say, like, it's just, it's dark. I mean, it's a good kind of dark, but the best dark parts of the show are the parts that don't even seem to be that way. Like, the thing Nick and I have gone on about over and over and over of the characters of Jem and Gemma. It's funny because Gemma's on our podcast. Jem and Gemma are actually the two darkest parts of that show, and most people hate them.
Good, because they have an explosion fetish, I think I'll call it.
Yeah.
Well, no, what I was... Okay, go ahead, Gemma, sorry.
No, it's okay. It was just so... It's so funny, because they were actually saying... on forums once I was reading them right after the True Life episode aired, a lot of people didn't believe my name was actually Gemma. They thought that it was an RPM kick.
See, and I didn't even think that, just because you had been on the freaking Ranger cast when I first heard you on, like, a year before the show came out, so it was like...
So basically, the people that said
anything,
that
I would think people
radios.
Would name her after you.
Yeah.
Chris actually called me and told me, oh my gosh, the Silver RPM Ranger's name is going to be Gemma. I'm like, what? No one ever has my name. What the heck?
And it's an Asian person, too. Irony.
Yeah.
I love how even though we got Gem as the Gold Ranger, you still have people saying, oh no, he's not the real Gold Ranger. Begin out.
Despite the fact several times he morphs into the Gold Ranger.
People kept thinking Scott's brother was going to turn up and be the new Gold Ranger. I love how people kept thinking that. even after we got Gem as the Gold Ranger.
It's kind of the Kamen Rider Birth idea. They're like, oh no, this guy isn't going to be him for that long. This other dude who was kind of like everyone thought would be him is going to be him eventually. I would love if he never became him, just because it's like, no, he was supposed to be him.
You know what would have been really, you know what would have loved? If when Scott was fighting that general, what was it, Crimson Sifter, the gold one.
Mm-hmm. That was...
The one where he put a key inside of him?
Yeah. You know what would have been fun? If he fought him and, like, the faceplate had come off, and it was actually, like, a cyborg face of, like, half his brother, half Terminator.
See, like, that's the thing about RPM, is that they would do something like that, and all the fans would be like, oh my god, that's so awesome, it's so dark, oh my god, and it's like, seriously, people, Power Rangers? Like, RPM probably took it as far as PR will ever go in terms of darkness, but fans want Power Rangers to be, like, this, like, deep and, like, gritty show, when really it's not. It's not supposed to be.
I mean, if you want an example of what Power Rangers is meant to be, Dino Thunder, MMPR, early PR.
Good early PR.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, that is what...
Second season, season two onward, MMPR. Season one was kind of...
Intro.
Green with evil, and that's as much as you really want.
I've heard people say the best MMPR season is season three, because it's just so tight. Well,
yeah.
It's like when they're trying to get friends back in the Power Rangers. The two seasons I always use are Dino Thunder and RPM. And Chris actually asked me this. Well, why don't you use space? And I said to Chris, well, it's the reason you gave is that space is more rewarding if you've got second half turbo. The only problem is, and Joey said this to me, there is no way in hell, because he's watching turbo if Justin's in it. She can't stand the little kiddie ranger.
Yeah, and that's what gets me, is a lot of people didn't like Justin. A lot of people didn't like the idea of Justin. And yet, it was like, their whole plan was like, well, yeah, but the, you know, some of the highest rated episodes are the ones where the Rangers were kids. So, they had planned to do Justin during, you know, making Zeo, you know? It was kind of just buying time until Turbo.
Yeah.
Because they were already doing the movie stuff.
Even when I was a kid, I didn't like Justin. I just watched the Turbo movie, and I'm just like, what is this?
We need to sit down and do a proper review of that, Gemma.
It's on TV tomorrow at noon.
Damn you!
What? Where?
What channel?
A Fox movie channel.
Oh.
Yeah, Fox still owns the rights to both movies, so I doubt we'll see them on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
They would have to pay a lot of money just to get their in-canon movie back.
I made sure to get those movies on DVD, because one of these days they'll go out of print and then they'll be worth money.
I've got the original MMPR film at my dad's on DVD.
Is that when I was looking for the movies back in like 2005 when I was first getting back into the fandom, I wanted the movies, and they were like nowhere to be found and really, really expensive.
I think I got it cheap somewhere.
Yeah, but I went in every store, couldn't find them, and now they're everywhere in every store I go into. Like Target, FYE, it's like, why didn't I have this luck when I was looking for them?
I would love to do it to a
good
Japanese.
Things come to those who wait.
I'd love to talk to a Sentai fan and ask them what they think of the MMPR movie, because from their point of view, you got the Zoo Rangers and Giva Ranger fighting some monsters using the Kaku Ranger Zords.
Yeah.
I would love to ask them about, because, you know, you look at it from that point of view, and it kind of feels like one of those bizarre Korean...
With completely original footage, too. There's no Sentai footage at all in that.
I
same thing with the Turbo movie, but still.
Yeah. I like the Turbo movie better.
I did too.
So I know what you mean. I'm just saying though, you know, it sounds like one of those crazy things like that TV network that made Zyda, you know, because they made Captain Barbell and that had, you know, ripping off Smallville and Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, it's the thing is, what I love about those movies is I really wish, it's never going to happen, I really wish we could get like a super duper collector special edition of the MMPR movie with like the three different cuts of the movie, like the version where they didn't have the visors on their helmets.
Or the face plates. The face, the mouthpieces.
Oh, that would be fun. I mean, but, God, even if they tried to do, like, a Renegade version, like they did with the second Highlander one, you know, we've got the Renegade version, which is, like, the director's original cut, and they have to redub stuff.
That's what gets me, though, is a lot of this stuff will get... Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
I was going to say, that would have to be... Because that was independently funded, so, you know, they would have to bend over backwards just to get the footage, the masters.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
To actually make that.
Well, that and... No, wait, never mind. I was going to say, didn't Fox lose a lot of stuff? But that was Universal Studios.
Well, Disney destroyed a lot of stuff. I can't imagine they would have chucked out actual master film footage.
I would love to see a DVD set or, another cut, the other cut of the Turbo movie, because about, there was, an hour or more of it cut out that they filmed.
Yeah, it's considered one of the worst editing jobs.
In the history of movie making, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to actually ask, more about, you see pictures, some pictures and stuff, but there's, no films about it whatsoever of the cutscenes. I want to ask, Johnny Bosch is actually coming to a convention near me. Well, okay, in Michigan, but I wanted to go. And I want to ask him about it, actually.
Yeah, I remember watching a video of him.
He said in an interview they filmed fight scenes with the Zio suits for that movie.
I don't remember if he said that they actually filmed the scenes, but I remember him saying in the planning stages there was a part where they were supposed to get just absolutely destroyed as the Zio Rangers, and he was like, yeah, he was looking forward to it because it was like the Zio suit just mangled on him.
That's kind of really insulting when you consider it probably would be the Piranatrons that did that.
They're stupid, they're filthy, lazy Piranatrons.
Your grandma could beat them up.
Sorry.
I heard that there was stuck
in my head in the series.
I heard that there's actually a scene in the Turbo movie. I think I was reading an interview with Johnny Bosch or something. He did, a bungee jumping scene or something.
How insulting are the Piranatrons to your Ranger team? Seriously. Oh, God.
I don't know. And then they were, they were even worse in the movie because it was, so clearly just a helmet because you could see hair and stuff. They didn't even, take the time to cover up everything. It was like, oh yeah, this guy's got hair. He's not an alien.
And then their suit sewed up in the Men in White movie.
Men in White?
National Lampoon's Men in White. It had all the aliens who Power Ranger suits.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah, you had Eye Guy there. You had loads of different Power Ranger monsters from seasons 1 and 2 there.
Huh.
It's like random background aliens, I'm not joking.
I know this might be pushing things slightly, but should we head back to one of the topics we were originally looking for this
topics?
Topic? What are you talking about?
Come on,
I have
man.
No idea. This is what is left of insanity speaking, but it is slowly slipping away. Fuck it all. Bananas!
Okay.
Jeez!
Samurai. Samurai was a show, and...
About samurais.
They were let's take this Japanese show, and let's put American people in it that look good, but possibly can't act. And then we throw Bulk in it, because that's MMPR, right? And then just kind of throw out the idea that represents MMPR really is that they took a series and said, screw the story, let's just make our own stuff up to the footage. Yeah, they're not doing that.
No.
No, I mean, I was actually chatting with Gemma about Samurai on Facebook a few days ago. She said how, the scenes with Bulk and Spike weren't as good, was it? They weren't as good as the original Bulk and Skull stuff from MMPR?
I'm not gonna be, really.
Gemma?
Yeah?
Oh.
Sorry,
we have summoned you.
I didn't hear the last sentence, sorry.
We were chatting on Facebook a few days ago about the stuff with Bulk and Spike at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember, what was your opinion on that? You said it didn't seem to flow as well.
Oh, with the... Oh, yeah, right. I think that, the comedy that they have is very, very similar to Bulk and Skull's, in the old... And, that's great and wonderful to see, especially nowadays, but... I don't think it floats as well because Cheese was, super in the 90s for any kids' show, and it worked. And that's kind of why MMPR was, The dinosaurs were really in cheese in every, like, show. You know, they had a little hangout, like, Saved by the Bell. It was like, okay, this is the perfect, you know, show, and it was that's what really made it successful. But, you know, you see that kind of cheese nowadays.
It's just, what are you doing?
Mm. Yeah, it just doesn't work in modern day. I don't know.
Well, and Fulcher is a funny guy. I mean,
yeah.
He still has that charisma on screen. In fact, I'd say he's funnier now.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, yeah, because I remember seeing the interview thing for it. It's just like... Yeah.
The guy who plays Spike doesn't really play off him anywhere as close as Jason Harvey did.
No, I get the impression the actor playing Spike is trying way too hard.
It's
going to be partly nerves as well. Because he's coming off sounding like saggy. That was the first thing.
You know what I bet, actually?
Be right back. I bet you. Open the door for her. She's all smiling. So I'll be right back.
I guarantee you, I bet the guy who plays Spike is a perfectly nice man, and I bet he can act and stuff, but I bet those producers are literally telling that guy, okay, you just have to be Skull. He's like, can I do something original? No, you're Skull. Like, that's who you are.
Well, and you know, go ahead.
Go. There you go.
No, you didn't finish that.
No, I was just going to say it's just, like, it's sad because I bet he could do something because, like, from the interviews and stuff we've seen with him, he seems like he's a perfectly nice man, so I'd like to see him do his own thing.
Not basically try and play a chibi Skull.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I think, like, that he, like you said, he overdoes it. Like, especially the laugh. Skull didn't do that laugh nearly as much as Spike does. He might be, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you mean there. But, like we said, the cheese, yeah, the nice, but it's scary how just a couple of years can make a massive difference. And that kind of cheese, it's like, it's almost 20 years old, that style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not going to
be. Well, and don't get me wrong, Tony Oliver can write a scene. I mean, it's funny because you watch those scenes and they're just shot so differently, they're written so differently, the timing and the editing is so different. Mm. It's like it was meant to be a different show almost, and they were just like, well, you know what? We got to have these characters in here. Let's throw them arbitrarily into this, you know, time frame. And then just kind of show them at some point, no, they're never going to meet the Rangers, although there's supposed to be, like, a whole thing of Spike has a crush on the Pink Rangers, so they have to meet eventually. But
you see, I think that's the main problem I'm kind of having, because, like you said, it feels shot differently. It feels like it's inserted at the last minute, which I suspect might have something to do with Tony being brought on quite late, because we had Tony's Twitter saying, oh, I'm just looking over some samurai scripts at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think if they were like, if, say, Bulk had been, like, the caretaker of that little, like, school they train at, is it a school, is it just Jaden's house?
It's the place where Jaden and Master G have all kinds of fun.
Yeah, if Bulk had had, if Bulk had been Master G, and Spike had been, like, one of those ninjas that wears the black mask, that keeps running around the flags, I think... No, actually, no, this fandom would still hate that, because then we'd have people asking, when did Bulk become a samurai mentor and all this?
Because we're still getting Power Rangers.
Hmm? Well, yeah, and, I mean, you already have people now that are going, what's with Bulk? I mean, he seems like he's going to be the type to run away from a monster again, and that's changed from how he was from Countdown to Destruction. He really stood up. He was a hero.
Well, that's because he grew a pair of balls, so... We're all going to die anyway, sod it. I might as well go out looking bigger than I actually am.
No, he genuinely was like, you know what? Fine. If you guys are going to be screwed up, I'm going to be taking this, okay? I'm going to sacrifice myself, and I'm going to be a hero today. And I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. And, you know, the Rangers aren't around, so I'll be the Ranger. If you guys got to gun some people down, it'll be me. And now it's like, I don't think he'd do that, but... When push comes to shove, I think he'd do that. But right now, it's like, oh, hey, a monster. I better get out of here. The Rangers will, you know, handle this. He's not insane.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see him, like, during a battle, if, say, like, during a Megazord battle, more than likely, if, like, building stuff started falling down. You know,
he'd
like,
help people get out of the way.
Yeah, he'd probably say, hey, help me get this rubble. Help this woman get out from under here. I can see him
well,
doing
what about that,
that
other place over there? Oh, that's the abandoned building district. Don't worry about it. It's always destroyed.
You know
They've
what I'm saying,
though. With paper mache now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though. I could see him helping someone who gets injured during one of these monster attacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What season was it when, like, one of the civilian characters said, we've got to help these people get out of it? Which one was it?
Villain?
No, civilian character.
Is it dad on Time Force?
Well, that as well, yeah. Like, in that final episode, he tells the kid and the mum to get in the car and tells his driver, get them out of here. And he spends, like, the rest of that whole night walking around downtown destroyed LA going, West! And then he gets attacked after, what, 12 hours of walking around at night screaming, West!
West, well, not West.
Well, anyway, back on the sort of topic. So, Power Rangers Samurai.
Topic. We had a secondary topic after Samurai.
Oh,
we had something that was more badass.
Well, let's finish Samurai first.
Okay.
Samurai is a kind of thing. It's I like it.
Kind of thing.
I do like it a lot, but I freely admit it is completely like mediocre, and that's the reason that I like it so much. Because if you really think about it, it hasn't been since, like, say, when was the last really simple season we had? See, there was RPM, which was definitely, you know, ooh, I'm Grimdark, There's Jungle Fury, which had, like, a plot, but it was kind of sucky, but it still sort of had a plot. Then there was Overdrive.
SPD.
There was Overdrive that sucked. Hey. I'm not talking about good. I'm talking about simple. Overdrive had a plot, and it sucked, blah, blah, blah. Mystic Force was all about Nick, and that wasn't simple. SPD was still kind of, like, complicated. They had shit going on. Dino Thunder was sort of simple, but it still had... Dino Thunder was relatively simple.
I'd say Dino Thunder's a reward for fans that remember MMPR. I mean, it's still simple. It felt like a reward for people that remembered Tom.
Dino Thunder kind of felt like the Star Trek The Next Generation in comparison to the original series.
That's actually pretty good.
Yes.
Dino Thunder was like the last real season that I personally went completely fangirl over. Like, and I enjoyed so much that I would scream about it. That was the last one that I really...
And why do you think that is, Gemma?
I don't know. I'm thinking it has to do with the fact that, I don't know, even though Disney had it, Kalish didn't, and I don't know. I think JDF is a plus, but I don't know. I just really liked it a lot. And
I think it was because it, sorry.
No, I'm done.
I think it's a lot of it was mainly because it was like Doug Swan song, you know, he was leaving the franchise, so... Because we had him in an interview, the only reason they never fired me, because apparently he did mistakes Eddie did, you know, nearly went over budget, scripts were coming in late, but Disney never fired him because Bruce wasn't ready. There was no one to give the job to, because they'd already contracted Bruce for the next season, and Bruce wasn't available then, so that's apparently why he said it himself, you know, they couldn't fire me, that's why I got away with doing what I did.
What about the whole Eddie thing? Why did he leave?
Eddie got fired because of a whole ton of reasons. Went over budget.
Sorry, I didn't mean Eddie. I always mix up Eddie. Eddie and,
Greg?
Greg. Sloan. Sorry. I mix up Eddie Gazellion and Greg for some reason.
Greg left because he was filming
The Boo.
The Boo, yeah, and then Katrina happened, and then he decided, screw it, I'm going to film Battle Planet.
By the way, all you fans out there, go watch The Boo. It's really good.
It is good. I've seen it.
I keep seeing it at Blockbuster.
Sky's in it from SPD, and he has, like, a southern accent.
He's wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah,
it's a cute movie. It is an adorable movie. It stars, like, these three little kids, and they find, like, a little... It's something like I'm like I would have gotten into this when I was like 6 years old. Like this would have been my movie.
Yeah, he's got an accent as well. What's up,
Seamus? Are we adding that one to the list to watch while we're at PMC3?
There's a lot of things we're going to watch at PMC3.
So let's
like, okay, hotel room
to start is.
Just don't even bother going to the convention. Just sit in a hotel and record shit.
Isn't that what me and Matty do all day when I visit him? Yeah, we're not going to bother going shopping. Let's just watch stuff.
But, are you guys at PMC2?
No.
No.
I wanted to, but I had to go, there's
this really annoying thing called the Atlantic Ocean in the way.
And, like, all of North America.
Yeah, same here.
Well, I'm like 3 hours away. Yeah. My excuse is that I just started working that week, and it was the weekend that I started working. So, technically, I didn't have money. Technically, I could have gone, but it was like, I have a 9-to-5 job now. I really can't go.
Yeah. I mean, what's Greg doing now? Is he just... I know he did some stuff on Greg Jackson for costumes.
Greg is working on a lot of side projects. He just finished... they're doing, like, a Dragon Age Origins, like, mini-movie or something that he worked on.
Oh, he's working on that. Okay.
He's done a lot of work for The Guild with Felicia Day.
Ooh, I've heard of that.
He's working on something for Cartoon Network, I think. I'm not sure what it is.
His Twitter said so. Yeah, I did read somewhere he was trying to get back into the writing sort of side of things. Because apparently he was working on some cartoon that never got picked up. But apparently he wrote a series Bible for it.
That's sad.
But yeah, like we were saying, like the thing with Dino Thunder was like Nick, that's probably the best way I've ever heard it described. It's like it is the Star Trek of the Next Generation to MMPR. And what I like about it is just that it feels like this is Power Rangers, but it's made for like a new generation. It's made for an audience, but still good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything okay, Lee? You're just kind of mumbling.
Oh no. Sorry.
The acting made me like happy. I was like, oh god, these people know how to act. These people grew as characters.
Yeah, sometimes their whole creepy accents would come in every once in a while, but that's okay, because they're still good actors.
It's not as bad as, say, the second episode of Power Rangers Samurai, where that little boy and his accent.
I hated that.
Oh, God.
Was his dad meant to have been, like, killed in Iraq or something?
The little kid was, like, the son of Kevin Costner. He just dropped the accent about 10 minutes in.
Yeah, I think that's
what we saw
Kevin Costner's version of Robin Hood.
That's a good one.
He's just kind of like, for the first 10 minutes, I have an English accent, and then he's just gone. It is just dead after that.
Oh, apparently Greg Aronovitz works on the new UK CGI movie, Romeo and Juliet, as a concept model maker.
Huh.
So he's still working.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it's just prop maker and model maker.
Well, and then Eddie's working for Nickelodeon.
Fuck, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's working for Penguins of Madagascar.
Yeah. So, I thought I got cancelled. Holy cow, I didn't know this. Apparently he was on the Sequest pilot.
No shit.
And Ghoulies 3, I've seen that. Did you know he played the suicide bomber in the Babylon 5 pilot?
Yes. He wrote a whole entry on his blog about Babylon 5.
Oh, man. Apparently.
Never really watched it.
Oh, that's a shame, sir. But anyway, Power Rangers. That's the kind of thing.
Yeah, Power Rangers Samurai. It's the Samurai de la Power Rangers.
You know, I don't know how much more we can say about it. It's basically Shinkenger. There's some interesting parts. I like the mega modes, and I like Mike a lot. He's pretty. They have really pretty cast members this season. I don't really know why, except for Red. His lips are too pink for my taste.
The only character I really don't care for is probably Yellow's Emily.
She's cute.
She's cute, but her voice sounds...
She
said he's
doing a southern accent.
I think both the girls' voices are really, really cute. I think they're both cute. They're adorable.
I don't know
if I like the guys a whole lot. I don't know if I like any of them like a whole lot.
I don't know what they're arguing about. I really like Mike for some reason, and I was really actually ready to like not like him that much, but I was digging it. I really liked him and his ways.
I couldn't remember his name, and then someone just mentioned it. I just thought, oh, good God, that explains so much about the promo trailer. Mike, he is a humanoid. He is, based on what that footage was in the trailer, the slightly human version of Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Pizza!
Seriously, who else would go up to their center and go, oh, let me take a break. You know, you'd be amazed at how much better I train after a few slices of pizza. Pointed stare. Backs away slowly.
I'd love it if they did that whole backflip scene from the second film. Mike, 20 backflips.
Aww.
One. Two.
And a few minutes later, they got back and he's just putting his foot up on the wall.
Clapping.
I need to watch that movie again.
I miss so Ninja Turtles.
It's so much better than the third one.
Yeah.
You know, two in TMNT were pretty good. I like the computerized one.
Yeah, four's okay.
It felt like the obvious next step for it.
It felt like they were trying to do Superman Returns, but unlike Superman Returns, they didn't fail.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. We finally got to see Raph versus Leo, dude. Yeah. And Raph won, and then realized that's why he couldn't be leader, you know?
I did find it interesting. I read somewhere apparently Brandon Roth's been approached to do a Christopher Reeve biopic.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it worth head desking at this point?
No! It wouldn't be.
Are you still there, Gemma?
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait. Hold on, guys. Guys.
Yes?
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, all right. Who has given their thoughts on Samurai?
I think we all have.
Yeah, I'll probably need to watch the rest of it. It'd be watchable. It probably wouldn't be as epic to watch as some series, but at the same time, it won't make you want to gouge your eyes out in disgust like others would.
It's fantastic.
Like Jungle Fury.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Except
Jungle Fury.
Except RJ. I like him.
RJ was cool.
Just make the RJ cut of Jungle Fury, just all the scenes he's in, and that's it.
Someone's been sitting in my chair. Someone's been watching my TV.
Someone's been eating my Scooby Snacks.
RJ would be the logical next step of Shaggy. Oh my God.
But they didn't realize after the camera cut out, he looked at the plants. Someone's been smoking my weed.
Honestly,
sorry.
I think RJ should be the mentor for the samurai team. Like, that'd be the greatest thing ever. Oh, you guys want to be samurai? Whatever, I'm just going to sit here. Yeah.
You know, you did a good impression of him.
Yeah, I would just love RJ just be like, so you've heard of the Drunken Master.
He had the Chinese style.
Yeah, I know. But it would be like the High Master style, dude.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be Chinese. He had the Thai style, wasn't it?
Because
his whole motif on his suit was like Thai boxing.
I was just about to say, RJ, we've had to close the store due to health reasons. How are we going to make money? Selling pot. Odors.
Did you see James Son and Bob standing there? We've got it covered, guys.
No, because, like, it had the whole, like, the Gekki Ranger motif was Chinese and all
that.
That's what I'm saying.
The Ranger remake.
I still, what is it? Oh, God. I just picture how much better episode 3 of Samurai would be, because there's a whole thing with, like, Mentor G teaching Takeru to, like, chill out and, like, live life. It'd be so much better with RJ. Whoa, Jaden, you just have to, like, put your sword down and, like, go to the carnival or something. Are you trying to get me out of here?
Yes!
Yeah.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
That's such a direct manner, but, yeah, that works too.
Okay, Seamus, we are going to record some stuff, and you are going to voice RJ.
I'm just going to be RJ.
Better yet, when he says, you're just trying to get rid of me, it seems just cuts the two women in bikinis going, Master RJ, is he gone yet? Not yet, girl.
I think RJ is very, very, very asexual. I feel like RJ would just like see them and he'd be like, hold on, and he's like,
Ladies, please leave. I need to sit in my chair and watch TV. It's a little more important right now.
I have to get my munch on.
Can you take the goat with
you? RJ loves the tacos.
Yeah, can you take the goat and horse with you?
Just, like, oh my god, I think we really need to do a podcast one day where I just do it as RJ.
Yes!
Yeah.
No, everybody find a character they can, like, sound like, and then do the podcast as that character.
Waspinator,
like that idea.
Oh god, it'd be so
nice. As long as it's not Waspinator.
Oh, that
no, I meant like a Power Rangers character, but okay.
Oh,
that, you know, that actually reminds me, someone's doing a Doctor Who fan audio with a Matt Smith impersonator.
Oh no!
Yeah, a guy who can do a spot on Matt Smith impersonator.
Hold on, I need to fan myself for a moment.
Yeah, Seamus has Netflix. A love for Matt Smith that is unrivaled.
Really, Nick? We never know.
It's just amazing.
Matt Smith is a man that I like.
I mean, not to go off topic too much, it's just, it amazes me. This year is like, some people are calling it the year of regeneration, because a lot of fan audios are doing regeneration storylines.
Did James ever tell you, Lee, about the whole original plan for the Caladra thing?
Yeah, you're gonna take over, you're gonna take Matty's job as the Doctor.
I was originally approached to voice the Doctor, and then I was just kind of like, who would be someone that could play the Doctor in at least one episode so we could just get rid of him? Well, maybe Matty.
Thank you for letting me know how much you thought of me for that role, Nick. Thank you so much for your support.
Well, no, we the whole idea was that I was like, well, I can't do a British accent with crap. I'm not even going to try. So what would be our excuse to have an American English accent, the Doctor, you know? I was like, okay, we'll just have a companion that has an American accent and give him a British accent before and then regenerate, and then that's the dialect he picks up off is the American one.
Yes,
and
you, go ahead. And you're two lovely guys to help you.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, either Lee or Maddie. So yeah. I was just kind of like, well, Lee was already going to be doing some other stuff, so why not Maddie? Ooh. But then he was like, Maddie does an amazing Doctor. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll be a sidekick. So it was like the roles reversed.
I just found it interesting, because Everlasting Films have brought in a new Doctor, James K. Flynn, stood down, which really makes me sad, because he's an awesome voice actor.
Random Crap Podcast, true to form tonight, folks.
Yeah.
Sorry, anywho.
But,
gotta plug different stuff.
So.
Based on Super Sentai. That's another thing.
I always find it interesting, the final episode.
Super Sentai?
The final episode. The final episode, Sin Kenza, is funny for what I did so can't remind me of the Fox Kids PR season, because stuff was going boom, the Megasaur got the crap kicked out of it, you know, even the cockpit looked messed up from what I saw. You know, it's weird because it felt like a PR Fox Kids season to me. See,
I was almost waiting for the Fox Kids Club kids pop on, yeah. Like, man, that Power Rangers episode was rad, wasn't it? It was a bomb.
I mean, I know it's not going to happen. They're not going to run out of Sentai footage before the end, but God, I hope we get a decent finale at least.
We're not.
I just hope we get.
You're going to get.
I know all these people who are always like, we want to see Mega Mode outside of the Zords, and I'm like, it's kind of obvious that the Mega Mode, I know it's just kind of the American add-on, but I think the whole like storyline thing is, that's what they use to interface with the Zords.
Yeah.
I doubt they're going to be using it outside.
The only way we get that is if the Zor gets blown up and the cockpit, like, barely spars intact and the monster just rips open the cockpit and bolts them inside the cockpit. That's the only way we're going to get that. That won't happen. That would be too cool for this, so. Or if it just bursts in, like in Green with Evil Part 1. Surprise! Hi-ya! That used to make me laugh. Hey, sit there.
Tommy, no. Tommy, no, Tommy.
Dang it. Zordon, shut up.
Tommy, stop. Tommy, no. No, yes, Tommy. Keep going, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy would just stop. He's like, what's going on?
keep going.
We found your character.
Attack my tube, Tommy. Attack my tube.
Oh my god. Tommy just gets turned good. I am leaving. He just goes back to Rita. I did not sign up for this. You know, man, oh man, I am disturbed. You can have this freaking green coin back. I don't even want it.
That sounds like a robot chicken sketch. Oh, God, dude.
You see green with evil? It's like crossed out green with passion.
Oh, God.
Seamus, let's write the fanfic. Alpha, get going. No.
Alpha, oh my God. Alpha, the door's open. I want him back.
He's now going to be part of the team. He has to.
Yeah.
He has seen it all.
Well, yeah, especially since you've got, like, the Dragon Zord, which basically does the splits and then sits on the shoulders of the Megazord.
Yes. There's something that's always bothered me about those power coins. So, Ninjor created those original six power coins, right?
Yeah, and Ninjor and Zordon didn't know each other at all.
So, Ninjor found six people whose inner animal spirits were dinosaurs and a mythological dragon?
No. Well, he created the coins, maybe, I guess. They weren't ninja coins, because he was saying, you know, they used the strength of the dinosaur, now they're going to use the, you know, swiftness or whatever it was of the new beasts.
I was just wondering, I always assume it might have been since Aimu. Yeah, so, yeah, quick roundup. Do you have any hope for Samurai? And then we'll end it then, move on.
I do. Okay, I have plenty of hope for it.
Well, I'm going to... So the series has only just started. It's young. It's only 3 episodes in. We still have time before we get a more solid opinion on how good or how shit or how bleh we think this series really is.
Okay.
I think that I don't know if I'm going to, like, religiously watch it. Like, it's not like, ooh, Power of Samurai Fun. I'm going to run upstairs and watch it, like, right away. Because it's... on and then it's not going to be like that for me. Just it's going to be like, hey,
a mental image of you better. Just like, yay, running upstairs just puts a smile on your face.
That's not going to happen with Samurai, I don't think. Like, I don't know. It doesn't excite me that much. But it's not a bad series. I'll watch it. Like, if it's on and I have nothing better to watch, you know, that'll probably be like, oh, I'll turn it on, but...
Now, and what's funny is, with how we're kind of being like, okay, this, that is okay, it's bad, whatever. You know, as like Seamus said, the kids are eating this up, and it really helps to have the perspective of my 12-year-old brother. Even though he's getting older and stuff, he just ate this up, and he loved it, and he's just sitting there freaking out. Like, in the first episode, when they were about to, like, you know, finish off the monster, he's just sitting there like clapping his hands and getting more and more excited as they're spinning the swords. It was like he was getting ready because he knew it was on, you know?
It's the target audience, you know? That's really good. You know, I hope the best for the show. Mm. In fact, I hope it gets better so that maybe one day I'll run up to it and go, yay, it's on! But
yeah.
At this moment, I'm not, like, it's what I expected when I first saw it. It was,
yeah,
like, so Power Rangers-y. One thing that I really kind of don't like, though, is the fact that they call the henshin devices samurizers. That's just wrong.
I think they just samurizers. Couldn't use the let's samurize guys thing. And
well,
that,
be fair,
dang it, why did they have that show?
Be fair, though, we thought the transformation call, well, the morph call, was going to be samurai together, rangers forever.
Rangers
together,
samurai forever, I think.
There we go.
Whatever.
Well, they can't
be together.
Ranger, fight the danger.
They can't morph. If they're not morphing together, they can't stay rangers together.
That would be the coolest morphing restriction ever. They have to all be together.
Like, yeah.
Well, the monster thing is they morph. Slice
the
heads
one.
Off.
He's sick at home. He can't fight.
He has the flu.
oh no.
And then, we're screwed.
And then, you know,
guys,
appears, he's like, I know what to do with that.
Right, guys, where's Kevin? And he just cuts to a street corner in the red light district.
No,
and he's offering his service.
He's like on a bus. He's on a bus. It's like, man, why did I have to go to my friend's house?
You know, that's actually funny you said that, Matty, because in real life, apparently, the actor playing Blue. Just saying.
Oh, no.
What about Chris brought that up to me? He said, God, does no one care? This guy was a former rent boy. And I was like, yeah, but people then had a go at the guy who posted that link on Rainsable, calling him a pervert.
One day, I shall come back. And return I did, several times, in several different bodies, though many would try to prevent it. Not allowed, me, but I'm allowed everywhere. However, I always manage to find my way. I just reversed the polarity of the neutron flow, and invited many lovely people along the way to come with me. Would you like a jelly, baby? It's gone on like that for a very long time. And although I say it myself, my adventures have become a stuff of legends. People have asked me, why do I keep doing it? It's quite simple, really. I'm the Doctor. It's what I do.
Broken Sea Audio presents Doctor Who, starring Mark Kurita as the Doctor. For more information, visit www.brokensea.com/Doctor Who.
I was a cop for 10 years. 5 of those were undercover narcotics work. That kind of work never really got to me, and I heard all kinds of wild stories. But this place...
I warned you, this place is haunted, and it attracts all sorts of weird goings-on. Pierpoint and the rest of the ward don't see it, almost all of the staff doesn't, the folk who visit don't see it. But, you know, some of the madness that I've been through, to say nothing of what you've been through since you've been here.
Yet we stay.
It's addictive, isn't it? Just like a drug. Plus the fact that this museum has an excellent reputation in the right scholarly circles, so it looks good on the old resume. Even though it's a lot like being trapped in a rerun of the Twilight Zone.
Mr. Nash, you seem very accepting of all of this. You strike me as someone who, well, should be a serious skeptic.
Ma'am, I've been here for 6 months. In those 6 months, I've seen and experienced a few things that just don't make sense. There are several people like that here. I'm just glad we're not all crazy.
Oh, you're not crazy. Not yet.
Tales from the Museum. A mini-series written by Charles Russell. Starring Perry Whittle as Keith Nash. Available only at darkerprojects.com.
Yeah, and then you gotta be all awkward, because, like, you know, you're making time with your lady friend, and, like, you finally get her into the bedroom, and she's taking your clothes off, and you have, like, 12 iron balls stuck into your skin. It's like, what's that for? Well, in case I'm ever without my heavy-ass briefcase with my Guyver rip-off armor in it that I take off normally, even though I've got some sort of magical transformation sequence that does it automatically, it's like, why do you need to transform into iron when you have this armor? And if when he's iron, he doesn't have any powers.
Yeah.
His only power is to get hurt less.
It's like, this is slightly less damaging, but still fatal. That's like, oh, thank God I turned into iron, so only 56% of my body was blown away in that blast. Well, I'm thinking about this in hell now, because I'm dead.
God,
there's no way anybody from this anime made it to heaven! Dave and Joel's Fast Karate for the Gentleman.
The anime podcast for people who don't like anime.
Or podcasts.
Find us online at www.daveandjoel.com.